Welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. I am joined by Jacob again. And then we have another guest or another contributor, Ryan. He's going to be helping us out with the Disney and hopefully more.
We should have had him last time for the songs.
Should have. Well, we'll get it. We'll get it all into one, but we will. So today we are going to be talking about Disney princess movies, and Jake has the official list on this one.
All right. So Snow White, Cinderella, okay. Sleeping Beauty, so Princess Aurora, yeah. The Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Yeah. Well, I know she is a princess, but like she's like the fifth, she's like the last in line, isn't she, in that one?
She's the youngest.
Yeah, she is the youngest, yeah. But she still ends up marrying a prince.
True.
And then Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Mulan.
Yep.
Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog, yeah.
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
From Tangled. And the Mirida from Brave.
Brave.
And then... in the Wreck-It Ralph 2 trailer, you see some other people in the princess room, so I'm going to mention them. Elsa, Anna, and Moana.
Yeah.
And then there was a character who used to be a Disney princess, but is no longer on the official Disney list, and that was Esmeralda from
Hunchback
of Notre Dame. And then if you're looking at all-time Disney princesses, there's also Vanellope von Schmutz.
Yeah, from Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm. There's Megara from... Hercules.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Meg.
Yeah.
I just think of her as Meg.
There is Kida from Atlantis.
Yeah.
There is, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Eloana from The Black Cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's an animated movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The movie that Disney wants to forget.
Kind of like Song of the South.
You know, they did that movie. And right after that, they had a huge string of great movies.
Yeah.
After Black Cauldron?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's because of Black Cauldron. They felt that...
They had to step it up.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was just a terrible movie?
No, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't really a Disney movie.
It was pretty dark.
Yeah.
But I enjoy watching it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when it came out, it just wasn't right.
Yeah, at that time it wasn't right to have it come out.
Right.
Oh, I could see that.
And then Princess Leia. She should be a Disney princess.
And whoa, then, wait a minute.
And then...
Now, though, not before.
Queen Amidala?
She was a queen.
Yeah, okay. But wouldn't she be a princess technically? Because she had to be a princess to be a queen.
Well, she was voted in.
She was president. And then one that I think will be included in the future is because Disney bought Fox, Anastasia.
Oh,
boy. That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're opening with the Fox thing, you're opening a whole can of like, oh, these are all Disney princesses now. You know what I mean?
Well, name another princess from a Fox movie.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Go on.
No.
Well, wait. No, that's DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of Shrek.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's DreamWorks. They don't own that one. Huh. Yeah, I can't think
Not
of one now.
Too big
I'm
going
to get one, though. Hey, I also like to say this about Great Mouse Detective. I watched that.
And you loved it, didn't you?
Sure. No.
How dare you?
Look, man.
How did you say
dare
no?
You? I said no. Oh, gosh. Look, man, I tried to watch that thing like 3 or 4 times, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. That's I don't know why.
Part of my childhood.
Vincent Price, mm-hmm. Singing a song.
Yep.
Dude, that's like saying Michael Jordan's going to be a great basketball GM, but he never was. You know, that's all it says. Like, Vincent Price is great. I get it. Vincent Price is great. But
no, that's not the same thing. It's like saying Michael Jordan is a great basketball player. Vincent Price is a great actor.
I understand. I get that he's a great actor. But the song that you talked about with him singing?
It's awesome.
I agree. You might have to try and watch it when you're really, really tired next time.
No, because I just fall asleep because I'm so bored of it.
I don't know. I mean, he kills somebody for calling him a rat, and he's a rat.
Ratigan.
I don't know. I just can't. That one's been tough for me, okay? I just
all right, say, all right. That one's anyways, been tough. You took us off topic.
Yeah, I know I did, but I wanted to mention it to you. I needed to mention that to you.
We'll probably talk about this movie in the future.
Yeah, we will. Of course we will. Okay, so now with our Disney princesses movies. So we're going to go top, we'll talk about the top 10 for each and then go with the top, or are we doing the top 5? Did we decide on that? Doing the top 5? And then we're doing the...
I've got them 1 through 15.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to do all of that.
Well, I... like
technically, there's only 14, but...
Because, I really liked what we did last time where we talked about, like, we mentioned the other ones, and then we talked about our top two, you know, our top two and
let's
top
three. Let's at least do our top 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys go.
All right. Ryan, do you want to start us off?
At 5?
At 5.
Okay. My 5 is Frozen.
Okay.
I like the movie. It's a great movie. Great soundtrack. And they made a lot of money off of that movie.
Yeah.
And they're still making a lot of
money off that. Their budget was $150 million, and they ended up grossing $400 million. Pretty good turnaround.
Holy crap.
So, I mean, the stuff that really gets me with that is the music is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great, fantastic music. And then the stuff that happens between Sven and Kristoff and Sven and Olaf, Kristoff and Anna. A lot of fun rhetoric and banter between all those characters. And
definitely.
And then the rock trolls come in.
I love that
part. And you think that it would embarrass Kristoff, but it really doesn't. Yeah. I mean, it kind of does, but but he's kind of okay. He's used to it.
Yeah.
With Anna there, Anna. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Anna.
Anna.
But and then what really got me was the Hans twist. I didn't really expect that much.
Yeah.
With the whole true love's kiss, and then when they kind of twisted that.
Yeah.
With the true love coming from the sister, I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I'll agree with that.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you go, dude.
All right.
You go.
My number 5 is Moana.
I'm not surprised by that.
I know she's not official. I know she's not official yet.
Yeah, she'll be there.
She's royalty, though.
Because we had, we talked about that last time where it was like, she had to be on it. Because she's
the daughter of a chief, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
She turned out to be the ruler, right?
Well, she's still they all leave.
You're right. Okay.
When they're leaving the island. But yeah, so eventually she would have become the head, the matriarch, if you will.
Yeah.
Anyways, love the music. Love the music. And you get Dwayne the Rock Johnson rapping in it. Come on. But anyways, yeah, her story arc, I just love it.
Yeah.
How she, you know, she saves the world pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Like those islands, and she sees what she has to do to save her island. Like her overall goal is to save the island because she started seeing that it started to die away.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Yeah. And I like those little people.
Oh, the coconuts?
Yeah, the coconuts. Yeah. They like...
And she smiles and, coconuts. Yeah. Starts knocking them around.
And then, you have the water. I really enjoyed the water, too, where the water picked one of those darts up and stuck...
Maui.
Great comedy. Picking up the chicken out of the water.
So funny.
Puts the bird seeds down and the... And then he has to move the chicken's head, so he starts eating it.
And then, because since we talked about the soundtracks, I was listening to the soundtrack more and more. And Shiny with Jermaine Jermaine, the lobster. Mm-hmm. The crab. That was really, like, that's a really good one. And, like, him pointing out, like, hey, Maui, you have these problems, but it's like they have the same type of problems with each other.
That's
like,
the same. When I first heard that song, I wasn't too down with it, but it really has grown on me.
Yeah.
It's really catchy, and the meaning, like you're saying, is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, and then towards the end of that movie, when she's starting to sing, so my family they saw it. They went and saw it before me without me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was pretty upset. But I eventually, like, watched that scene when she's singing to the lava monster.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What's the god, the goddess called?
Takai.
Takai, yeah. And holy cow, that scene really, still gives me chills because of her voice and just the whole setting of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a fantastic scene.
Oh, yeah. And, like, also Maui, like, in that scene, too, Maui sacrificing, okay, yes, I'm self-interested. The whole movie, he's in self-interest mode. But in this one scene, or that sequence at the end, self-interest.
Kind of take it to a spiritual level. She eventually finds her way when she turns her hearts to her father's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she changed the whole tribe to look at it that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the whole movie, she couldn't see it that way. And then, like you said, she found that.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's that journey, like that, like life's journey that teaches you those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you're number five.
Pocahontas.
Really? Like Pocahontas.
Well, like, I can't get past Colors of the Wind.
Don't get me wrong. I love Colors of the Wind.
Yeah, I just can't get past that. And John Smith, I really like how they do it. And they have Lord Radcliffe. And also, like, one reason is, like, sometimes when I watch that movie, I'm pretty skeptical of it because of I read, like, in one of my college classes, I read the original manuscript of what John Smith said about the colonel, like Lord Radcliffe and all that stuff, and he painted himself in this, like, wonderful light and all that stuff.
Well, the whole, like, story is fabricated. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a person named John Smith. Yes, there was a person named Lord Radcliffe. And yes, there was a person named Pocahontas.
Yeah.
The actual story is pretty,
bad. But, like, if you really read The Little Mermaid, it's totally different from what they do. You know, they definitely totally Disney-fy everything about it.
Right. Well, true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Like, really, are these? She was 14 years old in real life, or she was young in real life. You really think she's gonna love John Smith, and they're gonna really?
Well, like, the thing is Pocahontas was real.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid was a story.
Well, I know, but, like,
so
it is real, but, like, they didn't know all of the facts with Pocahontas. You have small parts, John Smith mentioning it.
Well,
that sort of thing. Like, and with the whole Colors of the Wind, I think it's just a massively powerful song because and you can apply it to anybody. Like, I can apply it to one of you where I can think, well, you're savage, basically.
Not true.
If I come and see your point of view and try and see this type of point of view of this other person, okay, I get it. And, like, I don't know. I guess, like, in the 90s, like, that was, it just hits me. It just hits me right. That's all it does. Just hits me right.
That's your nostalgia from the 90s is Pocahontas? Okay.
All right. Other ones, but
I'm going to be honest with you. That was probably the last on my honorable mention list.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Not my jam. I mean,
she's in the bottom third of my whole list.
Yeah, the comedy was pretty good. I mean,
it was okay.
The dog was funny.
Yeah. Dog and the raccoon and the hummingbird was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty serious tone of a movie to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think, like, serious.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Point for Disney.
Like, yeah, like, serious, like, gets me. I think I get serious a little bit more.
Deep thinker.
It's horrible, but, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's horrible, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that grandmother tree was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. the grandmother willow.
Willow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You're number four.
Number four. It's kind of funny because this one's a little bit the opposite of Frozen. I'm kind of a numbers guy.
Yeah.
They ended up, their budget was $260 million, and they only made $201
million. Oh, so they only made $1 million profit?
No, they
took a loss.
Yeah, they went in the red.
Oh, okay.
Tangled.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Why that one?
I actually had it at 2 when I first started doing this list, and I loved it. I thought the movie was great. The music
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rapunzel being very naive to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then Flynn Rider not being very naive to the world comes in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that just did, it worked. Yeah. It really worked. Those that combination, mm-hmm. and how into himself he was, mm-hmm. a little bit like Maui.
Yeah.
But it was, and I thought that the horse.
Yes, Maximus.
Maximus with Flynn.
When the horse picks up the sword, and he has the sword fight with Flynn, and he's got the frying pan.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Yeah, pretty funny stuff. Yeah. Also, her parents still looking for her with the floating lanterns. I thought that was a pretty cool thing. And now everybody does the floating lanterns.
That's fun, actually.
And then the Band of Thieves.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I did like that song in that mm-hmm. that yeah. bar. I've got a dream.
Yeah. So there's a lot of comedy in it, and you still get a pretty cool little princess story, love story.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like I said, they didn't make any money off of it, but they still have like a show on the Disney Channel for it.
Really?
Yeah. A little spinoff.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Why would they do that? Like, why do you think they would do that?
Because I think it's one of those movies that are an after hit.
Okay. Yeah. Where it's like after it comes out, then it's like it gains that momentum that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make the money in the theaters, but it makes money afterwards. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, people can get behind that. Like, yeah. I can understand that. Like, Will Ferrell, it connects with me, but his movies, like, supposedly they do really bad, and then
mm-hmm.
there's like this second wind with all of his movies where they mm-hmm. people start liking him. And so that's
fully
what
agree.
I would think with that. Like, Tangled didn't do great, but then there's a second wind with it where you're gonna get more, you're gonna get the show afterwards, and you're gonna, you know, the costumes that go with it.
Yeah. That sort of thing.
I still see, I saw a couple of Rapunzels running around. Not as many as Anna and Elsa's running around. But
that Let It Go song was like, that. I don't know, it pushed them to that.
Well, I showed my daughter a clip from the film today, and she said Rapunzel. Nice. 3-year-old. So, I mean, it still has a little bit of a, and what was that made? 2010. It still has a little bit of a run.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie. Okay.
All right. My number four is Beauty and the Beast.
All right.
Now, that's the 90s for me.
That's the 90s. Okay.
Yeah.
Why that low? I'm just wondering.
Why that low?
Yeah. Or why did you rank it where it's ranked?
Well, I'll get to that when I get to my top three.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, the love story between Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm okay looking, but I can kind of see myself in the Beast. And my wife is obviously the beauty. Yeah. So.
You know, like,
the songs.
I mean, great. Yeah. The comedy in it, too. Like, you have the comedy with the clock and the
candlestick.
Yeah. And then
Cogsworth and Lumiere.
Lumiere.
And then you have Chip coming in once in a while, not too often, but enough to be like, okay, this is pretty good. And then Gaston and his stooge. I don't know his stooge's name.
LeFou.
Yeah. They have some pretty good moments. And
I mean, that's one of the greatest villain songs of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Well, yeah, of course. I'm biased on that one, but yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just everything about it is what I liked as a kid, is, you know, the big scary beast and the beautiful woman and all that. So,
yeah.
I don't have numbers or anything like Ryan does.
They made, their budget was $25 million. They made $219 million, so...
And they make more. They're making more off that too now because you know everything.
Yeah,
and it was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yeah. Was that one of the first?
That was the first animated.
The animated for Best Picture.
Yeah, they ended up winning a couple. I think for the music, but
yeah,
which a lot of Disney movies do. But
yeah, well, they have some pretty great writers for those, like some of their songs. Every time I'm looking at my list, and it's like I listen to you guys, and it's like,
he's feeling insecure.
Totally insecure about it. And like I told Ryan when we were talking, I know, but when we were talking, this is what we talked about, where it was like, okay, when I talk with you, Jake, I feel I'm in elementary school, and you have...
The professor
degree in this sort of stuff, like compared to your analytical stuff, you think about this stuff, you do great with it, right?
Yeah.
So, and then like I thought Ryan would be a good gap filler because I think he's just like he's good too, and well, like as you know, have we noticed
nobody
with this
I
stuff,
know knows Disney better than Ryan.
Yeah. And so it's like, well, Jake has this professor degree, I'm in elementary school, and Ryan is somewhere in the middle. We said high school, but I'd say freshman in college.
I'd say he's got a doctorate in Disney.
Ugh. I would say that. I would agree with that. Like, I think he very knowledgeable.
I'm not sure he
Disney.
Agrees with that. Yeah, based, I think so either. Based on how he's looking right now.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. I mean, I read a lot of blogs and stuff on Disney, but there's plenty of people I know way more than me, but I do love the Disney.
Yeah. See, so Mike,
as far as the three people in the room though.
Yeah.
You're the doctor.
All right.
Yeah. Dr. Duncanstein.
I'll take that.
I'm going to put Brave at number 4.
Okay.
Mjolnir.
I did watch it today and I understand that it's the first time I watched it, but I couldn't get away from it. I just couldn't. The other movies I've watched as princess movies like Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid and all that stuff, I could go away from it. Mm-hmm. But like sitting there watching Brave, I couldn't tear myself away from it. The three boys were great.
Oh yeah.
They make it funny. Her realizing things and her mom realizing things, them both changing.
Yeah.
Is, oh, okay. And then that was great. And then the dad, and then the three suitors.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny with those three suitors. Totally mismatched. But in the end, where of course they say, yeah, I want her to choose whatever she wants to choose and that sort of thing. It's great. And then like the music, it didn't stand out to me. Like there is a couple songs in it, but it was like, oh yeah, they're okay. But everything else
was there songs in it?
Yeah, there were a couple. Very couple, but they're not memorable at all.
They're not even really sung by the characters, though. No. It's
just a song.
Just score music.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like.
And it's a Pixar movie, so you cried during it, didn't you?
I'm not sure if I cried. This is more of like.
I can think of like three different times when I cried in Brave.
See, yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a good
one. For crying.
Yeah.
If you're. Not a manly man.
No, if you are a manly man.
I guess. It's a tough one.
I think at the end where the both realization, like both of them, where they do come together and you realize they're both big-headed and they have full pride.
They like, both have things probably, to work on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like all of us as humans do. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle between a mother and a daughter.
Yeah,
and then, I see it in my wife and daughter all the time.
But at the same time, it can do a struggle between a son and a father too.
Yeah,
because it like as you get to know people, and you realize where they were born, what they were doing, and then you figure out their father or their parent relationship, it's like, oh, you struggle with it. I get it.
Yeah, see, I, this is number 7 on my list. Mm-hmm. And just because I...
Number 7 on mine, too.
Hey, well, there's just so many movies that are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one thing that I really, really liked was her hair.
Yeah.
And they did so much work on her hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that...
Was it a distraction to the rest of the movie?
No, it was part of it because before the movie came out, they really emphasized how much work they put on the hair of her. So you kind of paid a lot of attention to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's kind of funny to talk about an animated person's hair.
Yeah.
But just when it came out, 2012, it's like when Episode 1 came out. You didn't see...
Yeah.
Not that it's a fantastic movie, but visually, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you never saw something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, top-of-the-line technology, it's pretty cool to see her hair flow and the different lighting coming through.
Yeah.
And just everything that they did animation-wise was groundbreaking and awesome. Yeah. And, you know... I don't know if you guys know about the Pixar theory much.
Yes, I do.
But that's kind of a big piece, big part of the Pixar theory. So
you haven't heard of the Pixar theory, Dave?
I think I heard about it, but it's blanking.
Yeah, so it basically goes through all the movies are connected, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
They all happened on the same Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in different the same times. Universe, different times.
And like A Bug's Life is like way in the future.
Okay.
And Cars is even further in the future.
Oh, wow.
And the witch in the movie, in Brave.
Yeah, she looks so familiar.
The theory is that she's Boo.
From Monsters, Inc.
From Monsters, Inc. And she's looking for Kitty.
Because that's where the whole bear thing is.
Uh-huh.
There's a carving of Sully in the witch's hut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And when she leaves by a door.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's obsessed with bears. Which Sully's kind of a bear.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Huh. Wow. Yeah.
Read up on that. That is an intense... it's an intense read.
Yeah.
Because it's just... everything just connects.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I think they should make a Pixar theory movie and just connect everything.
Yeah. Well.
They should.
I mean, they even have Wall-E in it. It's...
Yeah. Every movie.
Mm-hmm. Every movie's connected.
Every Pixar movie.
And they have their own timeline with it.
Mm-hmm.
They have this theory is where they have their own timeline.
And I think Brave is the first.
Brave is number one.
In the timeline, kind of, because of the witch.
I'm trying to... Did he put the good dinosaur in?
I think...
Because I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember reading about the good dinosaur. So I don't...
Because when he first did it, the good dinosaur wasn't out.
Yeah.
So a good dinosaur would be the first, or would it be more a later?
Would it?
Yeah.
It could be a later.
Because that's an alternate universe.
Yeah. So.
Wait a minute. That would. Not, well, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to read it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Anyways, back to Brave.
Not the Disney Brave. Princesses.
I think it's funny. I'm so excited to see this movie, Wreck-It Ralph 2. In the princess room, Meredith's talking, and the other princesses go, "Yeah, we can't understand her. She comes from the other studio."
I like Wreck-It Ralph. I want to see that one. That one.
I think it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another crying movie.
Wreck-It Ralph was a crying movie in the first one.
Wait. All right. Little side note, folks. When he's falling, after he escapes what's his name, Speed Racer or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's doing the "I'm a bad guy," but I'm, and he's got his fist pointed, and oh man, you're like, hey, Ralph's gonna die.
yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, that is a crying moment. Totally. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
number three.
I warned Mr. Burgess that I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, but my soul is from early. So, my number three is Snow White.
Oh, man. Wow.
Snow White, why?
So, whenever she sings...
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that Shirley Temple? Just one.
No, no, it is not.
No, it is not.
Was Shirley Temple the actress in that?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. But no, just that voice is... So beautiful, and I love that the movie was, when it was originally viewed by, before it was released, it was supposed to be a flop. Nobody liked it. Mm-hmm. Everybody judged it poorly, and they ended up spending $2 million on it to make it, which is pretty crazy back then.
Yeah, $2 million. That's insane.
Yeah. But back in 1937, but they made $185 million. I'm pretty sure that's kind of how Disneyland got built.
Yeah.
But just having the Evil Queen.
No, it's just the Evil Queen.
It's just the Evil Queen. Queen.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a name?
She does not have a name.
Evil Queen is her official Disney villain name.
Oh, that's nice.
And the Magic Mirror. I always loved the Magic Mirror.
Yeah.
And so you'll see these three movies. These are movies that I watched when I was at my grandma's house. On VHS.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're a little nostalgic.
Yeah.
But honestly, to be honest with you, these are my top three.
Yeah.
But I thought the animation is really cool if you put it in perspective of when it came out.
Yeah.
The what do they call it? The level, the different levels that they have as far as the animation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have the character, and then they have the background, and then they have a house, and it's just that the technology that they had back then was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And it gave a perspective, a really cool perspective for an animated film.
Yeah.
But, I just love the music. The Seven Dwarves are a fantastic comedic relief.
Yeah. Yes.
Dobby's fun.
Yeah, but you don't want to mess with them.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Dobby. Well, and then, the poison apple and the kiss.
Yeah.
You know, to be woken up by a kiss, that's like the fairy tale.
Yeah.
The Disney princess fairy tale.
Yeah. It's the essence of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can see your points why you put it there. Just for me, the movie is so boring.
I can see that.
Sorry, Snow White, you're at the bottom of my list.
Yeah. Why did you put her at the bottom of your list?
I don't know. It's just...
Is it just because of boring, slow? Is it because
watching it when I was really young.
Yeah.
But then the next time I saw it, I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So there's no nostalgia for me with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was when we didn't have recorded from the Disney Channel.
Yeah. All right.
No, so. I totally get that. I really do. But I just...
But because you're putting it in perspective and seeing, you see what that did. Because isn't Snow White, wasn't that the first Disney movie?
Well, it was
first full-length animated feature.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. There's been lost stuff that was before that, but it's the first one that can still be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that hit and everybody can still say, okay, this is a great thing.
Yeah. The guy who did the first one ended up working at Disney, so there's no hard feelings.
Okay. So, all right. What about you, Jacob? Wait, do we need to talk about more?
No.
No, I think we covered Snow White.
I feel happy.
All right. Number three, The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
You see, that's the 80s for me.
Yeah, but that's late 80s.
That was 89.
Yeah.
I remember watching it in third grade on the last day of school.
Well, as a class?
As
a class.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. That's awesome.
It was.
Okay.
It's a treat.
Why number three? Like, why did you put it as number three? Like,
So the amount of times I actually sing the songs in a day, it had to be up there.
So is it ranking based for this? Is it based on the songs that you use, or is it other things?
It's other things.
Okay.
Now, granted, she's, you know, just pining after a man and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The her story arc and how, yeah. you know, she makes this terrible deal, but she almost terrible. Wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was stacked against her. Mm-hmm. And Ursula did everything in her power to stop her from, you know.
Yeah.
So. She's my best villain.
Oh, yeah?
Ursula.
Yeah.
The voice, just the That's evilness. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, like, with them choosing her to be an octopus, have that
yeah.
half-octopus body.
Oh, that it's adds like, to it.
Yeah, you could sense that.
How creepy is an octopus?
And, oh, yeah.
In but the delicious.
Shadows and all that stuff, yeah.
I agree.
I've never tasted
it. Try it.
Oh, I will one day. So, with Little Mermaid, like, I...
Yeah. So, the part with the French chef and Sebastian.
Yeah, that's good. That's always fun.
So, oh, there's a memory I have. It was Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
This kid in our troop hadn't seen it. My little sister was watching it. It was Cub yeah. Scouts at my house.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep his eyes from it, and he laughed so loud. And I will always remember that, and that makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fantastic that. Scene.
Yeah, and like I like the at the end too, where they put it back in a little, yeah. mm-hmm. and then he cuts it and it hits him, and all the teeth yeah. fall out yeah. like that. That was good.
Yeah, the casual violence in cartoons is awesome.
And Scuttle in that movie is really, really funny
oh,
too.
Yeah,
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I like that. He's I love that one. Mine is Moana. My three is Moana. What that. And we discussed it.
I know.
But yeah.
Well, like, what's your reason for putting it that high?
It can't beat the top two for me. It just, I can't beat. Well, and like, I do like the music. I do enjoy it. It's 10 times better than Pocahontas. I get that one. It is a lot better than Brave. The songs are really good. The history where they are concerned about their family history, where they came from, where they're going. Mm-hmm. That hits me too, because it's, you are, it matters. Your history, like the history before you matters.
Yeah.
And so you need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one sec. With Moana, with them, that history is like, massively huge to me, I feel.
Okay.
Because family, like...
Makes you want to go out and do family history?
A little. I think Coco makes me want to do that a little bit more. Because, like, Coco really does that.
No, I understand.
And watching Coco with my dad, it, like, hits him a little. But anyways, like, that. And then her unconquerable spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just saying, like, no, I'm... Yeah, you're telling me to do this thing, which is great, and I'll do it. But something else is calling me to do something yeah. more, and something even that's going to help my people and help my family and help everybody.
Yeah, grow the light in the sea, it calls her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that movie got me because she wasn't super close with her mom or dad. I mean, yeah. she was, but it was her grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the grandma.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. And I've always been super close with my grandma, and, like you said, the family, whole family thing, uh-huh. that is the Polynesian culture. They are all yeah. about family, and it just really hit it on the nail.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so two. Yours is two.
Two. I feel almost pressured to put it at two.
Why?
Because it's my wife's favorite movie.
Oh, oh okay.
Because I had Tangled there, and I'm like... Maybe if my wife listens to this, maybe I get in trouble if I don't put it at two. Because I already told her my one. But it's Cinderella.
Okay.
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Why
is it hers?
Or why is it you? Why would you put
this
it?
This is my
besides
list.
The pressure, yeah, it is your list.
It would have been four, so it was top five.
Okay.
But I just love the color of it. The animation's great. All these movies, they hold up.
Yeah.
Over time, and these I mean, other than Snow White for you,
yeah.
these movies, you can sit there and watch.
Yeah.
And the songs in Cinderella are great with with her interacting with all the animals.
Yeah.
And especially the mice.
I love those mice.
Gus and Jacques.
I was one of my nieces. She asked me my name, and I'm like, I'm Gus Gus. Yeah. And then like that's all she would remember. Hey Gus Gus. It's like, oh.
Well, God, we used to call our kids Jacques and Gus Gus when our oldest were younger.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I think it's mainly because my second boy reminds us of Gus Gus so much. Yeah. So we just had to name the other one Jacques. But Gus Gus Rosafi and the cat, them getting away from the cat. And but the thing that I really like is it's another princess fairy tale story. Yeah. And it's just where you get a fairy godmother. You get a magical pumpkin turned into a carriage. The animals are the coachman.
Yeah.
And then there's a deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, and you've got a evil stepmom. Her dad dies, and then she's turned into this maid, slave, servant.
Yeah.
And even her stepsisters are horrible to her.
Yeah.
And through all that, she maintains a positive attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it, but like, I think that's kind of why her fairy godmother appears is because she's still such a good person after all this.
Yeah.
Oh. That makes total sense.
Right. Yeah. And so her wishes are granted because of this, and she gets a chance at becoming more.
Yeah.
Than what her step family is making her out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her stepmom knows that she's special. Yeah. She's a beautiful young girl. And so I think, and then you have a glass slipper, and she's the only one that has the other one, after it breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
After Lady Tremaine trips the little servant guy.
The little servant guy.
He had no idea this evil stepmother was named Lady Tremaine, did you?
Lady Tremaine.
I did. No idea. I didn't even know they had a name.
Yeah. Wow. And then one comedic part that really gets me is when the two stepsisters are singing on the piano.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
It's funny.
I couldn't put it really high on my list because it just kept going lower and lower on my list based on what I liked better.
Yeah.
Now, if we're talking live action, that would be number one for me. Yeah. I loved the live action Cinderella.
Yeah. They did a good job with, you think that they did a really good job with how they put it together and that's
the thing, right? Yes. So I understand all your reasons. It's just, I liked other things better. Yeah. And that's why it's lower on my list.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. We're getting the list. We're getting what others like.
But that live action didn't do it for me. Yeah. Cinderella.
Oh, yeah?
I think I had expectations for it, and then it just...
It's good. I went in with zero expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a movie's always better when you go in with zero expectations.
Any movie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go in with high expectations, you end up except with Star Wars Episode One.
Except for Green Lantern. Any level of expectations on that movie,
disappointed. Hold on, time out. But like, Fantastic Four is in that same realm too. Fantastic Four with that one. Like, you can't go with any expectation with those ones. Now,
Michael Chiklis as the Thing looked a whole lot better than Ryan Reynolds in his CGI outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
That was good. I agree. So that's my number two.
Okay.
Yes.
Jacob.
My number two is Tangled.
Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My number two is Tangled.
Why number two? I'm
just wondering. I loved Tangled.
Okay, what spoke to you with Tangled?
A horse fighting with a sword.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got that. That's a good reason. I'm not gonna discount that one. Yeah.
I like the villain song in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that one.
How if you actually look at parts of it, when she's talking about, you know, loving her daughter, quote unquote daughter, she's looking at her hair.
Yeah.
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 And so the small details like that,
yeah.
I just like, and I don't know, that when Finn escapes from the dungeon, all the, yeah. the guys from the bar come and help him.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. that race to the tower. I love that scene.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else, like, what else do you like?
About well, reasons we've already talked yeah. about.
The smolder.
Yes.
That scene with the smolder. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's, she's knocking him out with a frying pan. And like, it was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I went in with zero expectations for it. Yeah. So.
I get that.
I had to put Frozen further down on my list because I'd heard so much about it. I was expecting yeah. maybe a little bit more than what it was.
Yeah.
Good songs and all that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jake.
Okay. My number two is Little Mermaid. Definitely that, you know, one of my favorite scenes in the whole Under the Sea is when you have the big fish, he opens his mouth and you have the little fish doing the drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The relationship with the dad, like where they, Quan, there's not that.
What's the character's name?
He's a king.
Triton. Yeah. So I like that, the Ursula song. And at the end where, Eric does kill her with a ship, like bringing yeah, those ships up.
I enjoyed that.
Such a great villain.
And then, just like looking about with help from others, like understanding that you have to have help with others in any type of relationship.
Okay.
Where it, you know, you have Sebastian and, Flounder helping her out and, Scuttle helping her out too.
Oh well, yeah.
And then her taking risk, her trying to convince this guy that he should love her. You know, he should love her, yeah, but because she can't talk,
without a voice. Body language.
So that sort of thing. And then Eric.
So what you're saying is, you wish you had a Sebastian with you to get girls in the mood.
Well, that is the I really think that's like the greatest Disney, like one of the greatest Disney songs ever, because it's a great.
Go on, kiss the girl.
Yeah, like it's just a great song. Like, and I don't know, maybe it's because of nostalgia with my older brother, him saying, well, that's a great Disney song. That's where I get it. Where it's like, okay, well, yeah, it's funny, and it's, the beat is, I don't know, it just like speaks to you. Yeah.
But, yeah. So they have a ride at California Adventure for that.
Yeah.
Well, DCA is what they call it now. Let's be official.
Yeah.
But,
Disney's California
Adventure.
Brother.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing. You think I'm into movies, Disney movies. It's the parks that I'm really into. And that is some nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't get something right, you're murdered. But the Little Mermaid ride is one of my favorite rides.
Yeah.
And it's partly because I have a daughter. And yeah. It really, like, she loves the Little Mermaid. But all the scenes on the ride are from the music scenes in the movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And their biggest scene in the ride is that Under the Sea song. And it is pretty cool. It's visually just awesome. Yeah. And you just kind of, you almost pray to get stuck there, because sometimes the rides either slow down or they actually kind of break down for a minute.
I know all about that.
Yeah.
I can tell you a story about the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's a great spot to get stuck.
You'd think that.
Oh, I'll have to talk to you about that then. No, but just it's really a fun ride, and it's a lot of because of the movie's soundtrack.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. Well, number one's for us.
All right.
So another thing I wanted to mention about Cinderella is the Disney World castle. That's Cinderella's castle.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's my jam. I love Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Oh, isn't that just Cinderella's castle anyways? Like, isn't that Disney? Is it at Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World.
Disney World is Cinderella's castle. Mm-hmm. Disneyland is Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh. See. Elementary education. educations.
No, so that is my number one, Sleeping Beauty. Yeah. I told you. I'm old school.
I know, but I didn't. Wow.
Yeah.
Is so, it because it mostly nostalgia?
No. It's a good movie. I love it because you get every aspect of a fairy tale story.
Yeah.
You got, I mean, the songs are great. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you've got a dragon. Mm-hmm. Maleficent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a great villain she is. Yeah. I mean, she's creepy.
Yeah.
At the first of that movie. And you have fairies. Mm-hmm. And the rhetoric between those fairies are mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yeah, because they change her dress. Like, they yeah. have that mm-hmm. constant fight oh, with the dress.
Changing
yeah.
the cake color.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny about that is the animators were having an argument about what color her dress should be. So that's why they wrote it in.
Oh, hey, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So Maleficent puts a curse yeah. on Aurora.
Yeah.
And so in order to balance that out, all the three fairies put a nice little magic spell on her so yeah. that it'll kind of help her out so that she won't end up being how Maleficent wants it to happen.
Yeah.
So they end up taking her into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Hiding her away.
Mm-hmm. Until her 16th birthday.
The night of her 16th mm-hmm. birthday.
Right, yeah. So she didn't prick her finger on the spindle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, like, I'm just wondering about that, like, with the night of her 16th birthday, so they were just until then, and then after that, it would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, to the second she pricked her finger.
Because the Maleficent's curse was the before the night of her 16th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But then you have a prince slaying the dragon, mm-hmm. cutting through the briar patch. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, you think that the briar patch would be enough, but then you have this huge dragon that you got to defeat.
Yeah.
And I thought the animation of him slaying the dragon was really cool, how they had a little blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, an early on Disney movie had, you know, showed the sword going into the and killing the dragon with blood coming out.
Blood.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then again, woke by a kiss. And that is the romantic thing you want in a fairy tale.
Quintessential fairy tale.
Quintessential.
And that is the Disney
No. That's fairy tale.
Fairy tale. Period.
Mm-hmm.
The romanticized version of a fairy tale.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just wondering because, I've read some of the fairy tales,
not the real,
not
fairy
the grim,
tales.
Yeah. Not the grim fairy tales,
not the Grimm's, not the originals. Because my number one is also Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Jake, yes.
Because of all the reasons he said, there's a dragon, and my little, you know, 8-year old tell, oh my gosh. She just swore. That's awesome. Yeah, when she comes flying after he's cut through all the briars,
yeah.
You're like, oh, something's about to go down right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the dance scene in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who wrote the original piece of music, but it's classical music.
Yeah,
and they just put lyrics to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the. My one day my prince will come, right?
Is no, that
from that's from
Snow White.
Snow White. Oh. It's
I know you.
Oh yeah, that's a good song. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I listened to the Disney.
Yeah. And
greatest hits.
Now the 14-year-old in me has to say this. She's the hottest Disney princess.
She's pretty.
By far.
Really?
For me.
For you?
Yeah.
She doesn't get much play.
Huh.
She doesn't get a whole lot of run, but
look at
Aurora she's nice.
And
on the ice, easy on the ice.
And her prince actually had a name.
Mm-hmm.
Prince what?
Eric? Philip.
Oh, Philip.
Eric's from Mermaid.
I want to say Snow White and Cinderella just had Charming.
Yeah. He was Prince Charming, yes.
And then Eric was from Little Mermaid.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking of Eric. Eric on the brain.
Prince Philip.
Okay.
Yeah, That makes sense that you would remember because as far as in the order they were released, it was Aurora and then Ariel was the next Disney princess.
Okay.
When in that movie did the kingdom fall asleep.
So when, because you,
is it when she pricked her finger?
So when the fairies find her, they, because Meriwether gave her the blessing that
instead of dying,
she would just go to sleep. And so they put everybody to sleep in the castle. And in the original fairy tale, it was 100 years. And when Maleficent is taunting Prince Philip that she would finally release him when he was old and gray is kind of a play on that.
Mm. Yeah.
And so.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a great movie.
One of the best villains ever.
Yeah.
They made a movie of her.
Yeah.
And if we were discussing live action ones, I'd say that one would probably be near the bottom of my list. I dislike that one because I went in with high expectations.
Yeah.
Did you know the king was on A-Team? Like the actor played on? Okay.
Yeah, he was.
I always think of him as the crazy guy on A-Team every time I see him.
You know, I've never actually seen that movie, but I knew it. Yeah.
And I just like saying Maleficent. Maleficent.
Yeah, the goblins. Or,
yeah. Maleficent.
And I like that Meriwether chases down the crow and turns it to stone. I love Meriwether.
Yeah. Yeah. She's tough.
What color was she?
She was the blue.
Oh, blue. Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Flora was pink.
Yeah. They're in a lot of Disney extra stuff, like they're not just Sleeping Beauty stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that show?
Sophia the First.
Yeah.
I was introduced to Sophia the First as a costume.
That's all right. You don't have to. No, it's fine.
No, I've never done
it. No, it's not. You don't have young children, Dave.
Yeah. Well, so my family does a family Halloween party.
Yeah.
And we do skits. And my sister did a skit with Sophia the First. Oh. And that's how I was introduced to her. It's like, okay, cool.
You see, my boy actually watched Sophia the First at his babysitter's house. And so he can tell you all about Sophia the First.
I think I've seen the majority of the episodes myself.
Yeah.
But Maleficent.
Yes. Sleeping Beauty, number one.
Mine is Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
I can't get past it, man. It's just too, like, Belle's song is awesome, like we've talked about. And just her, just Belle. Belle's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I personally think she's the 14-year-old boy in me says that she's the prettiest.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
So does Gaston. He thinks so.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good movie. That wasn't my number 9.
See, and that, like, this to me, like, that's why it's like, well,
that's,
you guys are, like, so much better at it than I am. So, like, to me, I know, it's my opinion, but, like, you got, like, that's why I enjoy talking with you guys about it, because it definitely, I have to raise my game about it at all, but, like, your perspective on Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, like, yeah, I remember watching Sleeping Beauty, and I remember watching Snow White. I remember watching these things growing up, but it was, okay, I watched them. And now, like, going back and you guys analyzing and seeing, it's like, okay, that makes me want to go back and watch more of them. Like, okay, I get that.
Well, growing up, I wanted to be Prince Philip.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that, don't let anybody tell you, oh, those princess movies are bad. I wanted to be a prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to slay the dragon and get the girl.
Now, Beauty and the Beast is a really good one. They spent $25 million on it and made $219 million.
Yeah.
So they got a good profit. It was a great movie, though. I mean,
yes.
I think, we went through that already, that they were the first best picture animated. Yeah. But
and it totally deserved it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who won over it, but looking back, it probably should have won.
Yeah. Because it was 92.
91.
Was it 91?
But it might have been in the 92 Oscars.
Yeah.
What was it American Beauty around then?
No.
Or was that a little later?
That was later.
I don't know.
It wouldn't have been Godfather. I don't know.
No.
It would have been.
It might have been The Crying Game, but.
Yeah, they they did a great job. It was one of those movies like that. It came right after Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that like right there with those movies? Isn't that more of like the golden, like the second renovation
was the Disney Renaissance.
Disney Renaissance with those. And it ended with Lion King, right? That's when it stopped Disney Renaissance.
Mulan.
Yeah.
But The Little Mermaid is the movie that saved Disney.
Well, Jake was talking about this last week.
We'll talk about it at a later date.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk after.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So these are our top. These are our top fives. I hope you enjoyed them. Next time we will be talking about our funniest Disney animated movies. So please join then. Thank you so much for joining and have a great day.